food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Are you overwhelmed by the rows and rows of cereal choices sitting on that grocery shelf and you don't know which to choose? Well, state, you're in good hands today because we have with us Hemi Weingarten, who founded FujiKate, which has created the best food product grading system you can ask for. We're so excited to be able to introduce it to you. And he's added an element of no sugar added. You're going to find out why that's important. Hi, Hemi. It sounds like an answered prayer. What motivated you to take on this humongous task of grading every food product in a grocery store?
Hi, Ellen and Carolina. Thank you for having me on the show. It actually starts with an interesting story. I'm a dad, and I have three young children. When they were still toddlers, my wife came home from Safeway one day with a glow-in-the-dark yogurt. Now, I'd never taken any interest in nutrition before that, but that was my eureka moment because I decided to read the ingredient lists, and I discovered all sorts of scary-sounding things on there. One of them was an ingredient called Red Number 40, and when I researched it, I discovered that it's actually banned in Europe because it has some potential to cause hyperactivity in some kids and is also a suspected carcinogen. This led me to create FujiKate, and FujiKate is short for Food and Educate. We want to help people learn how to improve their better food.
Yeah, you know, when I heard, you know, I have seen glow-in-the-dark candy. I never thought about yogurt. And I mean, it all makes my skin crawl. So bravo to you for being motivated. I guess it was worth it just to get you motivated to do this. But the amount of data that you have to collect to create this grading system is mind-boggling to me. You cover every aspect of it. Could you describe how you began and what are the key elements for your grading system for a box of cereal?
Sure. So as I started thinking about how to help parents like me choose healthier food, it became apparent that there has to be a way to automate nutrition advice. And I wanted to figure out a way to give a person the experience of having a dietitian walk hand in hand with her or with him through the supermarket aisles. And so what we did was we built an app that let people scan the barcodes of food products. And when the product wasn't in our database, we would ask them to submit pictures for us, the front of the package, the nutrition label, and the ingredient list. And we started getting a lot of these submissions from people who were early app users. And we set up a data operations team that would take those pictures and convert the information there into text. And basically we have a list of 250,000 products with all of their nutrition information and their ingredient information. And what we did with that information is we built an automated algorithm. We developed it together with a group of scientists and dietitians. And basically, we're trying to mimic the thought process that a dietitian would go through if she were looking at a product and trying to give me a recommendation. So for cereal, what a dietitian would do is look at the ingredients and try to see, are we talking about whole grains? She would look at the nutrition label and see what the sugar count is. Is it a low sugar count? She would look at the fiber and try to see, is it more than 3 grams? She would look out for artificial colors. She would look out for other problematic ingredients like trans fats, etc., etc. And so we took all of that knowledge and we built it into a program, and that's the FujiKate app.
Oh, it is fantastic. And Hemi, as a dietitian myself, I have used it sometimes to make sure that what I'm thinking goes along with what you're thinking. And I'm happy to say most of the time it matches up right on the dot. I especially like the option that you built in there to give a better alternative, because I think that is key. It's so easy for us to point fingers at the bad foods, but that leaves moms hanging in the grocery store. They're like, great, so I know I can't buy this yogurt. Well, what am I supposed to buy instead? So tell us a little bit about that feature and how you came up with that.
Sure. So as you said, in general, nutrition can be very sad because people have this impression that eating healthy means chewing on some inedible greens all day long instead of enjoying yourself. But that can be that's actually not true. It's a misconception. There are plenty of healthy alternatives or healthier alternatives to almost any food you'll find in a supermarket. So we wanted everyone to end on a happy note using our app, even if they scanned a food that only gets a D, which is the lowest grade in the app. Let's show them that there's something better that might actually work for them. So I doubt we can switch somebody from Fruit Loops to some sort of an A-plus cereal that's made with absolutely no sugar overnight, but maybe there's a Fruit Loops alternative that doesn't have artificial colors, that uses less coloring, etc. So the logic is show 10 healthier alternatives. Some are off the charts healthy, some are in the middle between the unhealthy and the awesome, and hopefully there's something in there for everyone.
That comparative is, or you had the little tab says alternative. By the way, this app, and we're going to go into it more in this next segment, but what you've done is you've lined up foods, as you said, and given through a grading system. So one of the areas that I was found interesting were fats and how you graded fats.
Yeah, so when it comes to fat, we don't think fat is evil. Right now, the way the app works, it looks at the saturated fat content of a product, and the more saturated fat, the lower the grade. We're evaluating that assessment because research in the last years is actually showing that you have to dig deeper than just the saturated fat. You need to look at the fatty acid profile, and it turns out that some saturated fats may not be as bad as others. This is still early days. The majority of the evidence is still pointing to a reduction in saturated fat and using unsaturated fats instead as the healthy way to go. But if things do change and the science evolves and recommends certain types of saturated fats, then we will update our algorithms.
That's fantastic. You know, we only have a couple minutes left, but I want to kind of get a picture of the behind the scenes. A lot of the things you're doing are ahead of the curve, like you're saying about the fats, even the artificial coloring. That's something that a lot of dietitians still aren't necessarily pointing out so straight. And one of them that is one that I like the most is the no added sugar option that you gave way before the USDA even came up with it on the label. Now you can already see it on yours. So give me a picture of what kind of team of professionals and where are you looking for these information so that you can be ahead of the curve.
Sure. So by way of background, the FDA announced last year that they were going to overhaul the Nutrition Facts Panel. And one of the critical pieces of information that a lot of nutritionists and consumers are looking for is knowing how much of the sugar in my food was added and how much was naturally present to begin with. And I'll give you, as an example, yogurt. Let's take a strawberry yogurt. It has three sources of sugar. One is the milk in the yogurt. It has lactose, which is a natural sugar. Two is the strawberries. And three is the added sugar or high fructose corn syrup or whatever other sweetener is added.
Well, I'm so sorry you're running out of time. This is fantastic, but that's why I want everybody to go to their phone or their Google Store app and look for FujuKate. It's something you have to have on your phone so you can understand it better and use it every day like we do in the grocery store. So make sure you go to www.fujukate.com. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.